This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
To Sports Talk 870, I'm your host, Earl Robinson. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. We'll be giving the tickets away later on in today's show on the Iowa-Michigan State game. We'll do that later on. So if you can still call us and register at 355-9527. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Boy, we've had a lot of tragedy in sports in the last couple of days. I'll bring you up to date on those. Beno Cook has just passed away. As you know, he was an analyst for ESPN and did a great job in breaking down college football on a weekly basis. He has passed away. And of course, Alex Karras passed away from yesterday. He was one of the fearsome foursome from the 60s Detroit Lions. Great player and became a pretty good actor as well. So we'll talk about them. I'll also talk, and I'm sort of really wondering how many of you are, if you still going to try to believe or believe in Lance Armstrong, that he was innocent. 26 people testified against him and, you know, and trying to get him to be accountable and to what he did as far as juicing. And it's pretty evident Lance Armstrong was a longtime juicer back from 95. That's when he started. But I know some of you are very strong in your belief, and you're still going to believe that maybe he didn't do what he did. But that's another issue. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR 355-9527. Toll free 877-9527-870. We'll be open line today. We'll take your calls on anything and everything going on in and about the world of sports right here on AM 870. So give us a call if you want to. Give us a donation here at WKAR. Give us a call at 517-353-5000. 517-353-5000. Pledge your support. Become a part of the WKAR family. Once again, you give us a call there. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot of things to go over today right here on AM 870, WKAR, 355-9527, or toll-free 877-9527. 870. For all of you big fans of the Bad News Bears, Sammy Kane Kraft died in a car crash at age 20. She was a youth that was in the Bad News Bears. So we've got a lot of tragedy here in the sports world in the past couple of days right here on AM 870. And we'll bring you up to date on everything that's been going on right here. Aaron is with me today, and Alex is with me today, and we're going to talk about some of the football game coming up, the baseball game tonight. So, Alex, I think after those first two games, we all thought the Tigers were going to just, you know, win this thing easily, and now it's to game five.
Yeah, can you believe that, Earl? Who thought that we would see so many errors, so many bad plays last game? I don't think anybody really thought that we'd see a Tiger team in the playoffs after everything they've been through during the year blow a game like that.
Well, but that's the thing. They've been blowing games all year long. So
yeah, you figure it's playoff time. They've been blowing games all along. You know, it's why hard not to even just maybe get a little bit better, stop blowing the games?
It's hard to develop a consistency after you've been inconsistent for the whole year. It's really hard to develop that. So hopefully they will get it together and they'll play better. But boy, when a team has been inconsistent as they've been all year, I'm really not that surprised that they ended up losing that game. And of course, with their pitcher, with Valverde blowing a save, he hasn't had the best of years. But it seems like a lot of people, Alex, sort of figured that Valverde would rise up and have a good game. They thought he'd have a good year, and he did have a good year. He didn't have a great year, but he had a very good year for a closer. I mean, no one could expect him, or they shouldn't expect that he'd go 47-0 again like he did the other year. I mean, he's having a good year for a closer, but you know, when you reach something that high as perfection, it's very hard to get back there. So that's the thing. It's hard to repeat perfection. You usually get it once, you know, or maybe twice at some time, but it's a very hard thing to do. So we'll have to just look at that as well. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. We know that this is the alumni weekend. A lot of the former Michigan State graduates and alumni will be in town this week. A lot of our former athletes from football, basketball, and such will be in town this weekend to help Michigan State on their and on their homecoming game. So if you want to give us a call, but we know that so many of you out there from that are with the Alumni Association and with the Michigan State graduates that are going to be in this weekend, hey, we want you to become a member of the WKAR family. I know many of you listened to WKAR for a long, long time, you know, in the past, and some of you still listen today, many former players and such. Well, we just want you to think about us and give us a call and make a pledge of support to WKAR. Once again, 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. If you want to pledge your support, become a member of the WKAR family. We'd like to hear from you. We have so many great graduates out there from Michigan State, so we'd like to impress upon you to become a member, join us. So many of you have listened to WKAR for so long over the years, and now we need your help. We need your help, and hopefully you'll come through with us and give us a call right now at 353-5000, area code 517. 353-5000, area code 517. Pledge your support to WKAR in East Lansing. Our fundraiser will be ending tomorrow, so we want you to give us a call today. Pledge your support with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And like I say, we got to talk about a little bit about Lance Armstrong today. And Lance Armstrong was, you know, he was a great, I guess you could say, I mean, I don't know, how do you say he was a great cyclist? I mean, he was always juicing. I mean, like he said, the field of cycling was rampant with drug users, and he fell in line and just did what everybody else was doing. I don't know if that's right or wrong. Some people will say it's right. Some people will say it's wrong. But he did follow the protocol that all the other most of the people that were running the Tour de France, you know, they were juicing. That's for sure. So, and you know, I've often thought when I look at the whole Tour de France and the races and see, it's such a grueling race. I mean, it's really a grueling race. Sometimes I think maybe they should shorten the field or shorten some of the stretches. I mean, I don't see how people can. It's almost, I look at it, it's almost hard to finish it not using anything, just to do that race, because it's such a hard race. And that's a big problem with the Tour de France. And I don't know if they can do anything to shorten it, to make it a little bit safer, or to make it so it's not so much wear and tear on the body. And but they need to do something with that race, that's for sure. Hey, Alex, you got some thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely, Earl. Actually, there's an article that came out about 20 minutes ago from the New York Times saying that how Lance Armstrong was able to avoid all the testing. And basically, after interviewing many physiologists and after they analyzed all of the blood tests, what they found was that many of the guys who were responsible for doping, how they would avoid it is basically saying that they weren't home. Basically, how it works is you get 3 warnings over 18 months to say where you are, and if you do not show up for your testing 3 times, then you know something will happen. But maybe out of the maybe 2 times they wouldn't be home, or they would pretend like they were somewhere else. And that's what the New York Times is saying, and the reason how so many cyclists were able to avoid it. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is. I mean, so many, they've done that for years. I mean, you know, cyclists, just like in football, you know, the linemen, in order to get bigger and stronger and faster, you do drugs. A lot of linemen have done that over the years, and it's very hard to detect. You know, it's very hard for to detect any of the big guys using steroids. It's been that way for a long, long time. Of course, everybody professes to be clean now, but I'm still not sure if our athletes are clean, because one thing about athletes we know for sure, everybody wants to win. And some people don't mind doing whatever it takes to win and to help themselves further their career.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask you this, Earl. Lance has never failed a drug test. He's never failed a drug test, a single one. But with all the allegations and all of the proof and facts, and after interviewing all of former cyclists, what is your taint on his legacy from here on out, Earl?
Well, they've already stripped him from his seven victories from the Tour de France. And, you know, his legacy is, well, he was a good rider, but he was a user. I mean, I've read a lot of the stuff from France and all their allegations, because a lot of the French drivers and the Italian drivers as well, they all knew that he was doing drugs. And everybody in that sport, everybody knows basically what everybody is doing. But he was able to, like I said, he was able to avoid it for a long time. And he had one thing that I don't know if it mentioned in that article, but I read in other articles that, you know, Lance Armstrong had the best doctors on hand helping him avoid those tests and those cycling. So he knew what to do, and many of his teammates, because most of his teammates were doing. I mean, 26 people would have testified in live court against him, and that's why he dropped out, because he didn't want to hear everybody else getting up on the stand to testify against him.
Yeah, and even if they did testify against him, think about how all of the testifying between all of his teammates, all of the people who cycle, think about what that will do for their relationship, and even with the sport. Not just the relationship with each other, but how about the overall relationship with the sport? Because now they're so detached now with every single allegation behind it, Earl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is that's going to be tough. But somehow they've got to clean up the sport. I mean, so many people in that sport are juicing. I don't know if they can ever clean it, because it seems like everybody's trying to find another way to get by and to use the drugs that they need to use and just pass the test or just get through a test. And that's the popular thing today. You know, just get through the test or can you do the test without getting caught? And that's the problem for a lot of guys in that sport. In a lot of sports, I mean, that's one thing I guess, Alex, I'd like to say now is that, you know, for some reason over the years, we've developed this thing that our athletes in America here are better than the other athletes in other countries that are doing. But and the truth is, we're not any different from anybody else, whether they're overseas, whether they're in France, China, Russia, or wherever. All athletes want to win. And that's clear. But yet to think that our athletes can win and do everything is clean and being juiced, I think that's very naive.
Yeah, not only is it naive that people think that our athletes are better with all the juicing, all of the doping, and et cetera, I think the most naive part is look at the sport of soccer as a whole. In the United States, yes, it's a growing sport, but nationally, internationally, there are so many phenomenal soccer players, so many phenomenal hockey players in Canada, in Russia. You know, look at the U.S. crop talent. Most of the guys they get in soccer and even hockey are all these guys from internationally. So when someone says, yeah, the United States are better in sports than most countries, overall, one can make the argument. If you compare gymnastics, if you compare basketball, if you compare Olympic sports, yes, it's very possible. But you're absolutely right. You can't neglect the fact that there are many athletes internationally that not only compete in U.S. teams, you know, with regular sports leagues, but also there are international athletes that have residency now in the United States that compete on the U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah, that's true. And that's something we'll examine more of in days to come. The time right now, 20 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
Syria's civil war spilled across the northern border last week when what may have been a stray mortar bomb killed five Turkish civilians and triggered days of cross-border artillery fire. Now NATO says it's ready to defend a member of the alliance. I'm Neil Cunnan, the spillover from Syria, plus Fiscal Cliff 101. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Scott Pohl, and here's the weather. Our high 60 degrees today, partly sunny and windy, partly cloudy tonight, and maybe some light rain with a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the low 50s Friday. Saturday, rain is likely. We could get thunderstorms too. Saturday's high 58.
and give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527 or toll-free, 877-952-7870. Give us a call if you want a chance to win tickets to the MSU-Iowa homecoming game coming up on Saturday. Call us at 355-9527. If you want to make a pledge of support, help WKAR. Become a member of the WKAR family. And that's all you have to do is call 353-5000, 353-5000 to pledge your support. Become a member of the WKAR team. We certainly welcome you, and anybody can join our team. Hey, we'll let all of you come in and join our team. All you have to do is give us a call and pledge your support to be a part of the WKAR family, part of the WKAR team. Hey, we love to have you with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread the word around, though. Tell everyone you know that you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR East Lansing. Well, we need to tell you that Alex Karras passed away yesterday, and Beno Cook today, two of the greats in sports, and you know they're getting up there. We're all getting up there, but those were two of the greatest. I mean, Alex Karras was a great athlete, a great defensive lineman back in the 60s. Boy, he was strong. The Lions had that great fearsome foursome with him, Roger Brown, Daryl McCord, and others. That was just a great team sanction that had a lot of good players on that roster. But hey, so, you know, but Alex Karras passing away just seems like that's part of my generation. And he is part of my generation that was a great player. He was 77 years old. So Alex Karras was a great one, that's for sure. And Beno Cook, watched a lot of Beno Cook over the years following college football. You know, if you follow college football, there's no way you can follow it not have known about Beno Cook. Beno was one of the best at it, covering the game. I did a lot for the sport of football and college football, and he's passed away. So I got to tell you, next Tuesday, I'm going to have Gary Gillette back on next Tuesday so we can talk and continue our discussion about the MVP. You know, a lot of you agreed with me that Miguel Cabrera should be the MVP. He should win it hands down, and I think he should. But he's going to bring a lot of information. He's going to give us a lot of information about Mike Trout and why Mike Trout should be the MVP. So we'll further discuss that on Tuesday of next week and talk about that MVP and the voting in the MVP. Of course, it's all on the regular season games. That's what the playoffs have nothing to do with it, how you perform in the playoffs. It's strictly a regular season. In over 162 games, I mean, I think they can figure out who's the MVP, who's the Rookie of the Year. I'm sure Mike Trout's going to be the Rookie of the Year, but just like I was sure, I'm pretty sure that Miguel Cabrera should be the MVP for the American League. But strange things have happened, and you know that's something. I know Gary's going to have the talk on how many players who won the Triple Crown or won in Triple Crown were MVPs the same year. So we'll get a take on that when we talk to Gary Gillette coming up next Tuesday. But give us a call, talk sports with us. And you know, Michigan State's got a big game, and they're all a big game for Michigan State, for all the college teams. You know, there are no easy games. I mean, we call maybe some games easy, like maybe Michigan State had an easy game against Central Michigan. They didn't have one against Eastern Michigan, though. And they didn't have one last week against Indiana. So that's the thing. How good can they be? How good are the Spartans? I mean, it's, after six games, I think you should pretty much know how good the team is and how good are the Spartans. You know, how good is the team? And we don't know for sure. They've had a lot of breakdowns. They had to come back to win a lot of games. And as I've said earlier this year, I mean, you can't keep coming back and winning the games. So sooner or later, you're going to have to get out to a good start. But a lot of us suspect that maybe the lack of leadership this year, maybe that's why they haven't done that well from the start of games, the lack of leadership. The former captains last year, we had fiery leaders last year. So that's the thing. We'll just have to wait and see how it fares out and next year, and looking at the games and the teams. because there is a lot going on in about the world of sports right here on AM 870 WKAR. And Alex, you know, when I look at this game coming up, this Michigan State-Iowa game, they've had a very good rivalry over the years, especially even the recent years, because I think both teams, they mirror each other. They both play the same style of offense and defense, and they both had certain special teams. Now Iowa has developed another running back who's become pretty good, but he was a walk-on, and now he's a starter. I mean, you talk about somebody having a lot of bad luck. And that's the other thing. We mirror each other in bad luck. I mean, we've had bad luck with linemen going down, players going down, and Iowa's had more bad luck with running backs going down. So it's sort of sad when you look at both teams and they're trying to play the best they can, but it's hard to do it with when you're not healthy, is it?
Oh, absolutely. And even Iowa's running back, Damon Bullock, the guy who is projected to have a very decent game against Michigan State, he was even not so clear to play this weekend as well. You know, he actually had a concussion last game, suffered a mild concussion. There was debate whether he would play. So now, even with with Bullock, we even have MSU's own injuries. We have Deion Sims unlikely to play. That's a big loss, Earl.
Yes, it is. And Sims, and we, especially since the other tight ends, I mean, they're going to tell us, of course, that the other tight ends are good, but none of the tight ends that we have, it matches up with Deion Sims, who's really good. He's one of the best tight ends, not only here at Michigan State, but in the country. And he's been very good, and he's probably would have been a leader for the award, the John Mackey Award, and then some. So we'll have to take a look at this team, and hopefully they can just play over the injuries. I mean, that's the only choice you have, is hopefully the guys can play over injuries. I mean, that's part of a game. So, you know, and of course, coaches don't use injuries as excuses. They don't do that. They'll just say they're playing with every guys they got. And, of course, they are. And they have to step up to the plate. They all have to step up to the plate sooner or later and help the team and help the team get a victory.
Now, after the last press conference, Earl, that you and I both were at, we saw what D'Antonio has said to the media. He's seen what the progress has been like for Maxwell over the last couple of weeks. What are your expectations now for Maxwell, Earl, as we move into the Iowa game?
Well, I mean, I just hope he's getting better. I mean, that's the thing you notice about Maxwell. He's thrown 126 passes without an interception. So he's done a good job with passes, and hopefully the receivers did a better job catching passes against Indiana. Hopefully that continues. If that continues, they got a great chance. But he's starting to learn the offense pretty good. He caught a few audibles in that last game, and he's starting to audibilize and making the calls to the correct reads that he sees. So he's getting better, and I'd expect him to continue on that path of getting better as a quarterback.
Yeah, and even what was most shocking to me is that at the last press conference, D'Antonio thought that Andrew Maxwell played very well against Ohio State. And yeah, he played very well against Indiana, but Ohio State, I thought he didn't play extremely well. I thought he was decent enough. A lot of the drop balls were because of the receivers. But at the same time, I do think that, you know, sometimes D'Antonio likes to overstate a couple things about Maxwell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's his quarterback. So he's going to stick with his quarterback, live and die with him, as you say. That's what most coaches do. They live and die with their quarterback. And, you know, they're not going to downgrade him or say anything negative about him. You know, you don't want to do that because that hurts recruiting and all that. So, you know, he's very high on him. And hopefully he'll continue to play well during this year, which he's done pretty well so far. So hopefully he can continue it. I mean, the next couple of games against against Iowa, and then you got Michigan. Those are two biggies. Then later on you have Nebraska. So he's got some tough games coming up, and hopefully those receivers can continue to play well. But the main thing that the receivers have to do, they've got to start blocking better. We haven't talked about that a lot, but they have to start blocking better because that hurts the running game. I mean, last year the running game was very successful because the running backs got some great downfield blocks from the receivers. Well, they're not getting that this year. They're not getting those downfield blocks. So the receivers need to start blocking better as opposed to just concentrating on running the routes. And I know that's demanding, asking them to do something else, but blocking is part of the game, and that's what receivers have to do. They have to give some very good blocks out. So we'll see whether they become a better blocking team, because they certainly need to do that. Now, give us a call at 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. So give us a call, talk sports, or send us an email to talk sports with us right here on AM 870. More importantly, spread the word around. We want to hear from you and let your friends know that they can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR. And if you're in for homecoming and you can still hear our voice, whether you're in Detroit or Saginaw or Flint, you can hear us in just about every part of the state of Michigan. So if you're in here for homecoming, we want you to call in, pledge your support, become a member of the WKAR family. We're heard just about all over the state of Michigan, so just give us a call and pledge your support and say, hey, I want to become a member of WKAR. So give us a call, 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. Call and pledge your support right here on WKAR East Lansing. So we want to say... So we just want to tell you that, yeah, you can become a member of the WKAR family, but you need to call us now because our fundraiser is ending tomorrow. So we need all of you, especially all of you, my sports fans out there. You've been longtime listeners to this show. Some of you have given before. And if you've given before and you haven't renewed your support, hey, come on now and renew your pledge of support. Continue your help helping WKAR remain strong and remain healthy. So we want all of you out there, especially all of my sports fans out there, just to give us a call and pledge your support and become a member of the WKAR family. Renew it if you haven't done it yet, or become a new member if you've never given before. Because surprisingly enough, there are still, Alex, a lot of people out there that have never given to WKAR. They listen to us regularly, but they just have not given yet. So we want to help them to call in and pledge their support, because there are so many people out there, and I think I really thank all the people that have given to us over the years, but we really need other people, especially young folks like you.
And even with the football tickets, Earl, you get all these tickets for everybody.
Yep.
I'm sure that most of the people who do get the tickets, especially the winner of today, I'm sure very appreciates it. So every ticket giveaway, that's courtesy of WKAR. I'm sure we all at the WKAR family encourage all of you to pledge your support.
Yes, we do. And so, yeah, give us a call right now, 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. You can call and pledge your support. Become a member of WKAR. We have a lot of gifts for you. You can get a tote bag. You get our WKAR card to give you great discounts in restaurants and businesses around town. You can get that as well. So we just don't ask you to be our member and not to try to do anything for you. We're doing a lot for you as well. So give us a call right now. Pledge with us. Say, hey, I'm calling because Earl told me to call, and I wanted to call and pledge my support. 517-353-5000, 517-353-5000. Call and pledge your support. And hopefully, if you want to talk some football or basketball, or if you want to talk about Lance Armstrong, we'll do any of them. Some people, I know some of you still believe, maybe will believe that Lance Armstrong was... he never failed any tests, which is true. But, there's always, and I've said this for years, there's always ways to get around tests. It's not an infallible science, but there are ways to do it. And most athletes, if they're going to take drugs, they're going to, have a way or find a way get by the test. They've been doing that for a long time. I've even read an article years ago that, yes, you can detect only of about maybe 40 of the steroids or type of steroids are detected, but there are 130 ways to to get by that test. And they're still getting by the test, and even though they're saying that they're not doing it, but that happens. And you can find out so many athletes are doing them because they want to win so bad. And, of course, they want those big contracts. So that goes part and parcel with our sports. Athletes want to win. Naturally, that's the first choice. And then the second choice is they want to get a big contract, whether it's baseball, football, or hockey. People want to get that big money. And a lot of times guys will use or girls will use, but mostly it's guys using and trying to figure out what they have to do to get some of those big money deals. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us. Right here on AM 870 WKAR. But we want you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on AM 870 WKAR. So call us up, talk sports with us right here on our show this afternoon. We appreciate you. We appreciate you calling and listening and calling to pledge your support. And we want you to continue to do that today. Help us out today and tomorrow. Call and pledge your support right here on AM 870 WKAR. 353-5000, 353-5000. Become a member of the WKAR team. And we'd love to hear from you if you want to call and talk sports with us. And, Alex, we haven't talked much about those Tigers tonight. We talked a little bit at the beginning, but this is game five. This is it for will the Tigers advance to the American League series to get to the World Series? This is the last step before that, or are they out? And that's a tough call. I mean, I just don't know how to pick this game. I don't know. Do you have a pick? You going to pick a winner?
Hey, I'll pick a winner when you tell me who's going to win on Saturday, MSU Iowa.
Well, I'll that's a good bet. I'll say MSU is going to win Saturday.
All right, very good. Now, to the Tiger game, thank you for giving me your pick. I appreciate it. Well, for the Tiger game on coming up tomorrow, you know what? The way that our relief pitchers have been performing, Earl, it doesn't seem to me that they can really keep it up, because after last game, Jose Valverde came out to the media and said, hey, I was throwing my pitches. I'm not going to change anything I'm doing. It just hit the ball. Well, if you're a closer and it's playoff baseball, you should come to the point now, Earl, that you should be almost unhittable to this point. You know, obviously during the season, there's time for a little mistakes, but if he's just throwing his pitches and guys are hitting them without him personally not doing anything wrong, I think there's something wrong with that picture personally.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing with baseball. I mean, a lot of times we hear all these guys throwing these 100-mile-an-hour pitches or just throwing a lot of gas to the plate. Well, if you're throwing 100 miles an hour into the plate, it's going to go out, probably at 100-plus miles per hour. If a hitter gets around on it, they can take that pitch a long, long way. And that's what happens. Valverde's been throwing 100 miles per hour relief, but, you know, you have to, sooner or later, somebody's going to get around on it. They're going to get around on it, and that's going to be devastating to you as a pitcher.
Right. Yeah, and it's also said that as a closer in the major leagues, you have a 3-year kind of window to really establish yourself. After 3 years, if your numbers start going down and down, then guys are starting to pick up on you. Obviously, there are extreme cases like Mariano Rivera and, you know, all-star closers, even Nathan, but it comes to a case-to-case basis. And for Valverde here, I don't see him really solidifying himself as a closer for any team after this year, because he was on Houston before. You know, he did a pretty decent job there. I think now it's coming to the decline of his career.
Yeah, I would say that. But, you know, that's one thing about baseball, Alex, is that someone will give him another chance because of his track record, even though he's on the downside.
Right.
In the downside, someone's going to take a chance. And if the Tigers decide not to renew his contract or give him a new contract, somebody out there will say, hey, I know Valverde can still do it. He pitched good, and he had some good innings for the Tigers this year. Somebody will give him another chance.
Yeah, and he has one of the best split finger fastballs in baseball too. One of the very few guys who can consistently locate a split finger. So, you know, props to that guy. He's been in the league for a while. Hopefully, he can pull one out tomorrow. But for now, Earl, what do you say about the hitting?
That's the thing. That's what drives me crazy. That made me lose all my hair. They are so inconsistent in hitters. That's for sure. They've I don't know how we can count a fire or say what's going on with this team, because hitting, they've been very poor this year. They've had some very good games. Miguel Cabrera has been the only consistent hitter over the whole year for the whole season. But everybody else, I guess you could say Prince Fielder, he had a pretty good year as well. But after that, no one really had a consistent year other than maybe, Aaron, the center fielder, and that's been it. So, you know, they're going to have to do a lot of adjusting for next year, that's for sure, because they're going to have to come up with a second baseman, maybe even a shortstop. They're going to have to, it's hard. They don't have, they've got money, but they don't have Yankee money. Now, hardly too many teams do, so they just can't go out and buy the best players.
Very true. And you remember, Earl, the Tigers coming into this year, not only were they World Series favorites by some analysts, but they were the Yankees of the Midwest. And they don't have the top money. They don't have the guy. They don't have the ability to have, a peripheral of different, like, 7 out of their 9 guys, averaging a contract over $20 million on a team.
Yeah.
But what I can say, Earl, about the Detroit Tigers is Dombrowski's definitely in it to win it this year. He made the acquisitions. He acquired Sanchez and Infante. He's putting the pieces together for a World Series. I think that is the ultimate goal. Yeah. And falling short of it, it's debating, Earl, do you see Leland maybe getting the boot this year?
It's possible. I mean, I've been thinking it's been possible all this year. I mean, I don't think it's the right thing to do, but they might give Leland the boot. I think he's been a pretty good manager since he came here, and he's done a pretty good job, but he could get the boot this year. The time is 42 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after we take a short break right here on AM 870 WKAR.
New York City's police department trained hundreds of officers in suicide rescue. They reach out to people perched on rooftops, ledges, or bridges. In this line of work, success is exhilarating, but when it doesn't work out, it's hard not to bear guilt. I'm Neil Conan, the people behind the outreached hand and the voice on the line. Suicide Preventers, next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Partly sunny and windy with a high of 60 degrees today. Tonight, the low 32 and partly cloudy, we could see some light rain overnight. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s Friday. Rain is likely Saturday, and we could get a thunderstorm. Saturday's high 58. This is Scott Pohl.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. If you want to give us a pledge and support to WKAR Radio, give us a call at 517-353-5000, 517-353-5000. Well, Alex, I'm going to give you an assignment because I know you don't know that much about Alex Karras, so get on YouTube and look him up, because Alex Karras was a great, great defensive lineman. And also, I guess you should look up a guy who's my favorite quarterback, been my all-time favorite quarterback, Johnny Unitas, who Drew Brees just broke his record. Take a little look at the film on him. He was the inventor of the 2-minute drill. And he invented that back in the 50s. So I say a guy who can do something like that, invent the 2-minute drill, and did such a great job calling. So let me give you a couple of assignments. Look up tape on Alex Karras, who was a great defensive lineman for the Lions over the years.
What's your most fond memory of Karras and even Unitas? Well, besides the 2-minute drill for Unitas, what about Karras? What's your most fond play, most fond moment that you've had of him?
He was so quick. I mean, for a defensive lineman, he was amazingly quick. And he just used to beat offensive double teams. He made a spin move, and he could get to the quarterback so quickly.
Wow.
I mean, the offensive linemen in his day just weren't that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he had exceptional quickness for a defensive lineman, which made him so good. 12 years in the league, and got into the Hall of Fame. I mean, Alex Karras was really a good lineman. And Johnny Unitas, him and the receivers, Raymond Berry, Jim Mutchler, Lenny Moore, they all worked together. They worked so much. And he was one of the first quarterbacks, really probably the first quarterback that put in a lot of extra time with the receivers so they could get good and get better. I mean, in those days, to throw 47 straight passes when you could do anything you wanted to as a receiver back in the 50s and 60s, and you could hit a quarterback – quarterback would throw the ball, and if you didn't, you could still lay a lick on him 3 or 4 yards after the pass is gone. You could have taken so many steps. Now they've limited. I mean, they've made it so much easier for passing, and that's for sure. You see the passing game today. It's a lot easier than what it was back in the 60s, even in the 70s. He really got on the same page with his receivers. He was one of those quarterbacks that started that extra hard work ethic, staying out on the field a lot longer to be with the receivers, and hopefully they would get a connection. And that's what they did. They connected well, and they just played well. And those are two of the best. So if you go back and you view some of their films, Karras and Alex, and Johnny Unitas, you'll see two of the best guys at work. That's one thing about the old football days. Today is it's the guys always want to making a highlight reel hit or a highlight reel catch. As far as just doing the simple fundamentals, that's lacking in today's football game. Everybody's looking to make the big hit, and that's the thing. Maybe one day it'll come back where a guy will just go out there and just do the things they should do and not look for the highlight reel hits. And unfortunately, so many people are doing that today. So I'll give you a couple of assignments. Maybe you can look up a couple of them and find out how good they were. I mean, I think you'd be fascinated if you look them up and you see how good they were, and that gives you a chance to see it. That's one thing about today, all the film that's available on these guys. You can look it up and find out how good they were. That's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. But spread the word around. Tell everyone you know. You can enjoy Sports Talk 870 right here on WKAR East Lansing. Now, tonight, we have a big pro football game going on tonight, the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That should be a heck of a game. I mean, Tennessee is not as good as they thought they were going to be. Unfortunately, the one win they have is for the Lions, is over the Lions. So that should be a good game, but I expect the Steelers to win this game tonight. That's for sure. Hey, give us a call, talk sports with us. But right now, we've got about 13 minutes left in today's show, and we want you to call and pledge your support to WKAR. Become a member of the WKAR family. We need your help. We only come to you twice a year for help and asking you to give to WKAR. Many of you have, and we want to thank all of you who have given to WKAR. And we want you to, if you've been a listener and been a pledger over the years, we want you to renew your support, become a member of the WKAR family again. If you've forgotten or sometime, it gets away from you, we don't all, as I'm getting older, we all sometimes we forget some things. So maybe you've forgotten your pledge. So I'm just here to remind you to call and pledge your support. Now, a little bit later on, we're going to give away our tickets to the Michigan State-Iowa game. We will do that as well. But if sometimes you may forget, now you might say, I'm going to write a pledge or I'm going to send in a pledge. Maybe I'll do it in a day or two, but I'm going to do that. Well, if you don't do it now, you might be forgetting to do it. So we want you to do it right now while it's on your mind, while you hear me talking about it. Call in and pledge your support to WKAR. We want to, give you some tips on things that you can do and things you can get from WKAR. But we need your help. Just give us a call right now. 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. Call in and pledge your support to WKAR right here in East Lansing. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. So even though I'm not here a lot longer than that, we need you to call in and pledge your support. Become a member of our family here at WKAR. We certainly will appreciate it. Let me just give you read one announcement to you. It's the one source where you get the facts, all sides of the focus. This week is on tonight's vice presidential debate between Paul Ryan and Joe Biden. Listen during live drive time and morning edition and All Things Considered on 90.5 FM for preview coverage today, and join the live NPR chat online tonight beginning at 8:30. Then catch the PBS Hour NewsHour special live broadcast of the debate on WKAR-TV online tonight at 9 o'clock. WKAR is the only place you can get local and national election coverage of this caliber. WKAR election 2012 on 90.5 FM during drive time on WKAR-TV in prime time and online at all the time at WKAR.org. So there's certain things that we can do to help you keep in touch, and you can hopefully you make up your mind about who you're going to vote for in the election. So once again, you can do that. Just listen to WKAR as we will be your online in coverage and give you any coverage that you want. Now also, that's just some more information. Some of the things that we do for you right here on WKAR. Everything we do is with you in mind, in all honesty. We try to do, we bring you the music, hopefully that you like and that you'll appreciate. Hopefully we bring you the news that you want to hear and about things that are going on in the community, things that you will want to hear about. And hopefully that's worth something to you. If it's worth something to you, then give us a call right now at 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. And Alex, as you know, we're getting down, about 155, we'll give away those tickets for the Michigan State Iowa contest. If you want to call in and register, the last chance you can call and register for tickets, 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Call and register for tickets right here at WKAR. So pretty soon we'll be giving those tickets away. Some lucky person will be going to the Iowa game. The homecoming game is always a special game each and every year. There'll be a ton of people back for the homecoming game, and it should be nice. So hopefully, and I know you're going to go over and see Jack Ebling at his book signing tomorrow or Saturday. His book signing Saturday. I think Alex will be going over to see Jack. Maybe buy a copy for me. So we'll see. That'll be coming up very shortly. Right here on AM 870, we've got a lot of the phones are all ringing right now, and we'll try to get to some of them. Hopefully the number is ringing for the pledge and for you to give your pledge to WKAR. That's what we love to hear from you. Give a pledge of support right here on WKAR East Lansing, 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. And also, let me tell you that former Michigan State football coach and current Michigan State Board of Trustees, George Perlis, and former player George Gary, and John Thunder Lewis, and Dean Look, who speak about their former coaches Biggie Munn and Duffy Doherty at the Downtown Coaches Club, and that's tomorrow at Eagle Eye Golf Center. In addition, a member of the Michigan State football coaching staff will talk about the Indiana win and this week's homecoming game against Iowa. Two Spartan football players also will be in attendance. The doors open at 10:30, and the program starts at 11:45. So that's at Eagle Eye, and that's tomorrow. So if you want to go out to Eagle Eye and chat with George and the former players that'll be there, that's certainly something that you can do. And Alex is getting pretty close for us to give those tickets away, buddy. I know you got a bunch of. I see Alex doing a great job. I have to tell you, he's got to answer the phones, and the phones are ringing like crazy off over there. And so he's manning the jobs. He has to do that solo. So unfortunately, though, Alex, I appreciate you doing a good job.
Of course, we had a lot of callers today, Earl. We had about 15 callers just from today. So very good.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. And so we'll give those tickets away real soon. For the homecoming game. It's amazing how the tickets for all the games, how much they went up. I mean, tickets really cost a lot. I think the homecoming tickets and most of the tickets are $80. That's a lot to go for a football. That's for two people. You're going to the football, you get $160 worth of tickets. So we hope that you can call up and say, just give us $40. You know, become a basic member at WKAR.
Exactly. Hey, and besides the fact that the tickets are expensive.
Yes, they are.
You're You're going to see that new scoreboard. You're going to see all the new amenities.
Yes, exactly. They've done so much. They've really upgraded the Spartan Stadium. We have to give them credit for that. Yes. Credit to the athletic department. They've done a great job on that. And they're redoing all the buildings around the campus here and the sports stories. I mean, if you ever go over to and watch a volleyball match over in Jenison, what they've done to remodel that is amazing. It really is. It looks so good in there. So that's something you can go to well and see the amazing places and things on Michigan State campus, the baseball field and the way they build up the stadium there. It looks great. I mean, we've done a good job, of building up all the facilities here on Michigan State's campus, and it's great. So hopefully you'll go over and see some of those, and hopefully it's time now. So, let's hear from you, Alex. So who are the winners for the tickets for today?
All right, the winner for the tickets of today, drum roll, is Chris Flitton from Lansing. Congratulations, Chris.
Okay, so Chris should be very happy. Be going to the Michigan State-Iowa game coming up on Saturday. And so that's good. Congratulations, Chris. Well, hopefully some of you out there who have been listening for a long time, maybe you haven't won tickets, but you're a long-time listener to WKAR, we want you to call up and pledge your support, become a member of the WKAR family. There are a lot of members out there listen to me and listen to WKAR each and every day. So just call us and pledge your support, become a member of the WKAR family. Say, hey, I just want to join up. I've been listening to you guys for a long, long time, and hopefully, what we do here, you find worthwhile and you like what we've done over the years, and we want you to call in and pledge your support right here on WKAR East Lansing. And Alex, I know you'll be at the game tomorrow night. I mean, Saturday. I'll be at a high school game tomorrow, and I still haven't figured out which one I'm going to, so I'll let folks know tomorrow which high school game I'll be going to. I know one I'm leaning towards going to, but I have to look at all the schedule first off, but I'm leaning towards going to the Mason Waverly game tomorrow night. I'll make that decision for sure tomorrow. There are quite a few good games out there, and that's just one of the games that's out there that I might go see. But I haven't seen Mason. I've seen Mason once this year, but I haven't seen Waverly this year, so that's why I'm sort of leaning towards going out to that game and getting a chance to see how Waverly looks like. They've got some very talented players on that team as well.
Oh, I believe it. Have you seen comparing to other years? Is this year in particular? Does this display a lot of different, a lot more quicker guys this year compared to other years? Do you see a lot of bigger guys?
They're more quicker guys this year, I would say. The guys they've turned out to be a little bit smaller than they had been in past years. We've had some giants out there, some massive men.
Some big oldies.
Yeah, some big guys. So this year, they're a little bit smaller, and we've got a few quick guys. I'm not sure if we have as many quick guys that we've had in past years, but we certainly got some teams are very concentrated on the quicker guys, like we can say at Lansing Everett, East Lansing. They have some very quick players, and there are other teams that have some quick players as well. So we've got teams that have quick players, but I don't know if we have an overabundance of them right around in the Mid-Michigan area. So give us a call and pledge your support to Mid-Michigan area sports, and hopefully you get out to a football game or a soccer game, volleyball game, or something out there. We want you to go out and support your local high school and your community. Even if you don't have any kids going to the game, it's still a worthwhile event to attend. You probably remember when you played or when your kids played, but now your kids are gone and they're not, and there's no one else around to support the team. Well, just figure, go out there, support the team, watch the team play in high school sports. I know I love watching high school sports. That's why I still go. I love it, and hopefully you'll love it and fall in love with it too, and continue to go and support the area team where you live at. So just stop over and see the team where you live and give it some support. Well, right now we've got about 1 minute left in today's show, so we wanted to ask you again, pledge your support, become a member of the WKAR family. 517-353-5000, 517-353-5000. Pledge your support to radio station WKAR East Lansing. Hey, we come your way Monday through Friday 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons to talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Remember, you're listening to radio station AM 870, WKAR East Lansing from Michigan State University. So call us now. Let your support become a member of the WKAR family. Once again, 517-353-5000. Well, I look to hear from you tomorrow. As you know, Friday's our annual show. We'll have Drew Sharp and Jack Elling tomorrow and predict the games of the weekend. So give us a call, and I'll see you tomorrow right here on AM 870.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.